I do. I think that answer was the decisive moment of the entire campaign. But Christine, we should not overinterpret this. This is not a 1980 realignment election. He's not going to get 50% of the popular vote. The House, they'll probably win it by a razor thin minority. So we don't need to over. It was a bad night. People wanted change. We resolutely refused to give them a different direction than they wanted, which we could have done. We could have had an open primary process, and we have staggering talent in the party. We could have demonstrated that. We chose not to do this. I mean, a lot of these decisions were made at the high top level of the Democratic Party, and they were not very wise decisions.
James Carville, you say don't overthink this. It's not as big a swing as 1980, but Trump can genuinely claim a mandate from the American people. I mean, let's face it, the convictions, the impeachments, all the other things that have been going on for all this time, and he can say, and the assassination attempts, I survived all of this, and I'm here. He can take it as a mandate if he wins all levers of government, can't he?
Well, we can take anything that he wants. What the Democrats need to do is be an opposition party. And opposition, like, it starts right now. Because I can tell you, this transition and the inauguration is going to be like everything else in Trump land, a giant grift. It needs to be exposed, and it needs to be exposed pronto. And Democrats have to have a mechanism in place to do that. But I don't know how you claim a mandate if you don't get 50%. You can say, I won the election, and you can certainly say, I told people I was going to do all of this, and a majority of them voted for me anyway. But I would be very reluctant to swing the M word around here. I would say he won the election, but I'd be okay. Go ahead.
No, I understand what you're saying, but as you said, you know, Trump has shown us that he can create a reality. And what he's done with this mandate that he apparently thinks he has is so far, you know, put all the loyalists in, and it's a very, you know, it's a huge sort of signpost to the very hardline policies that he said he would do. Well, what can the Democrats do about it?
Well, what you do is, you know, you're not spending anybody. You live in a place where you have an opposition party. You act like an opposition party. You do not have power. So you do research, you launch investigations, you make talking points, you get people out front, you organize the opposition, you point out the weaknesses in what they're doing. And they're going to do things that people never dreamed of. And when they do, you have to be there with an alternative. But you're an opposition party. Opposition parties do not have power. We need to get over that. But we have the power to expose. We have the power to propose alternatives. We have the power to be different. We have to exercise that power. But I can't sit around and mope around about an election that's already over. I got to think about the next election, like 2026. And we got to think about how do we organize this opposition? What is the rallying point? Where does the opposition start? I mean, there's a lot of unanswered questions here that need to be answered and answered pronto.
Thank you for listening.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio, your FM radio, WRCT.org on your web browsing device of choice. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city, like the Three Rivers Film Festival, which runs November 13th through the 20th. And will showcase exciting and thought-provoking independent feature films from around the world that you won't see anywhere else. Along with the screenings, come enjoy question and answer sessions with cast and crew, after parties, a chance to vote on your favorite films, and more. This expansive 8-day event will be inclusive and fun. Films will screen downtown at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center and the Harris Theater, and in Sewickley at the Lindsay Theater. The festival will also include 4 films screening virtually throughout the run. For more information, visit filmpittsburgh.org or send them email at info@filmpittsburgh.org. And you can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge, number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Food and refreshments are available. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Other live music going on in our city tonight. Kurt Travis is at Preserving Underground along with Jeff Rickley. Mr. Smalls is hosting Better Lovers along with Full of Hell, Spy, and Cloakroom. Dave Shepard is playing at Club Cafe with a full band. They're playing along with Noah G. Fowler. Nowhere Wolves are having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls tonight, along with Normal Creatures, Samurai, and The Stolen Stitches. Ronnie Baker Brooks is at the Pittsburgh Winery. Ali X will be at Spirit Hall along with Violet Chachki. Tall Heights will be at the Thunderbird. Tomorrow night, Corey Wong, featuring Mark Lethierry, will be at Stage A, along with Couch. Beach Vacation and Colatura are playing at the Club Cafe. Code 9 will be at Cobra. Brian Dunn is at the Funhouse at Mr. Smalls, along with Justin Bennett and the Debtors. Horse Whisper and The Empty Hand will be at the Government Center, along with Sastava and Bath Time. Pittsburgh Winery is hosting Gray Short, along with Vida Chai and Lenny Green. Vida Chai is a good name, I think. The Myla Shadell? Sorry, Myla, I don't know how to say your last name. Anyway, the Myla Shadell, I'll say, Quartet is at Con Alma tonight. Tomorrow night. Thursday night. Don't rush things. On Friday, Wyatt Flores will be at Stage A along with Noeline Hoffman. Christopher Mark Jones and the Roots Ensemble are at Sunny Hill. At Pittsburgh Winery, Calliope presents Allison Brown. Club Cafe is hosting Phenom along with Meg Elsier. Mother of Earl is having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's along with Tori Silver and Albert Koss. Safe Zone Fire is at Government Center along with Sam Rubin, Shira, and John Bygon. Mr. Small's is hosting Amigo the Devil along with TK and the Holy Know-Nothings and Rattlesnake Milk. And Fungus will be at Thunderbird along with Harmony Junction. Skipping ahead, kind of a quiet time for shows. On Monday, Wishy will be at Club Cafe along with Prize Horse and Giovanni Orsini. On Tuesday, Sub Rosa will be at the Rock Room along with Lawjaw and Lahar. That's not the Sub Rosa from Arizona. I forget where Sub Rosa was. I can't remember any useful details, but it's a different Sub Rosa than the one that put out stuff on, what, Profound Lore, I think? I don't know. Or maybe it is. Shoot, maybe I'm wrong. Go and find out. If you, your band, your artistic event, if your social engagement needs some idle speculation in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. Radio-calendar at WRCT is the place to send that. And then we will speculate. What else can I tell you? I can tell you that raising kids can be tough these days. As a parent, you've got your hands full making sure your kids have what they need to stay healthy and get the care they need when they're sick. There is help. Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program offer free or low-cost health insurance for kids and teens all the way up to age 19. They can get regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist's visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more. Children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. It is a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. And if you're wondering what you're listening to, you can go to wrct.org, where there is a playlist for your perusal. But I'll tell you right now, this is Keith Fullerton Whitman.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cuando tu auto hace un ruido extraño, sin importar lo que sea, no lo ignoras.
Es nada.
Es como tu salud mental. Si estás luchando y te sientes abrumado, es importante no ignorarlo y hacer algo al respecto. Puede ser tan simple como hablar con alguien o respirar profundo, porque una vez que le das prioridad a tu salud mental, descubrirás qué tan lejos puedes llegar. El Huntsman Mental Health Institute y el Ad Council tienen recursos para ti en conamortumente.org.
Yeah.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, where the T stands for talk, which we don't do much of. A band called Grave with a View there. They have a new album. I don't think it's out yet, but I can't remember when it's coming out. New album is called Raw Illumination. You could probably use your Googling skills to go find out where you can get that. But that's a song called The Lash from that album. Grat Strigoi before that with Remembrance from their Prophetic Silence LP. Bull of Apis, Bull of Bronze before that with Bull of Apis. Apis. I don't know. Song called Bull of Apis and Bull of Bronze from their album Offerings of Flesh and Gold. Started off with some stuff from Keith Fullerton Whitman from his Cataclysm LP, ever-growing assemblage of pieces. I don't know, the Bandcamp, the stuff on the Bandcamp listing for that album just keeps getting more and more extravagant. It's kind of amazing. Anyway, show called Consolidation here on your favorite radio station. I don't really have anything else to tell you. This band is Bloodiest. listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station.